AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Pakistan is pressing ahead with the groundwork for a second round of talks between Iran and the U.S. in Islamabad. President Trump has warned that, quote, lots of bombs will start going off if there is no agreement before the ceasefire deadline tomorrow. The president also said Vice President J.D. Vance would be going to Pakistan's capital for the talks. It still remains unclear whether Tehran will send a delegation. Iranian's chief negotiator says that Tehran has new cards on the battlefield that haven't yet been revealed. Mohammed Bagher Kalibaf made the remarks in a post on X earlier today. The price for a barrel of Brent crude oil dipped slightly below $95. In Louisiana, a community is still in shock over the shooting deaths of a family. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
A stunned Louisiana community is struggling to come to grips with the massacre of 8 children carried out by a father who was separating from his wife and used an assault-style weapon, despite a 2019 felony firearms conviction.
It's devastating on the family, you know, friends, you know, people that know her.
Family member Lionel Pugh.
It's a lot.
Pugh says the woman in critical condition has a tough road ahead.
She gonna probably be traumatized because she also had a child that was, you know, deceased.
Family member Francine Brown.
So I pass by here all the time and I see the kids out in the yard playing and they were just happy children.
It has affected everyone around.
And we're just asking for prayers.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Apple CEO Tim Cook is stepping down after 15 years from the job that he inherited from the late Steve Jobs. He'll turn his CEO duties over to Apple's head of hardware engineering, John Ternus, in September. This is AP News. Singer David is facing murder charges in the death of a 14-year-old girl.
I am a parent of 3 children, and a parent's nightmare is a situation where your daughter goes out one night and never comes back.
The girl was found dismembered in Los Angeles in David's, real name David Burke's, Tesla last year. District Attorney Nathan Hochman says the charges include first-degree murder with special circumstances. The special circumstances being lying in wait, committing a crime for financial gain, or murdering a witness in an investigation. There are other charges,
including continuous sexual acts, lewd and lascivious sexual acts, with an individual under 14 years old, and mutilating a human remains of a body.
David could face the death penalty. His lawyers say he did not kill the girl, and they will defend his innocence. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.